We've got a date. We've got a permit. We are permitted to start at mile zero, says here on the website. Mile zero, Mexican border near Campo. End location, mile 2,650, Canadian border. Start date, April 23rd, 2022. Right now I have the end date as September 30th, 2022. Trip details, averaging 16.6 miles per day for 160 days. Let's do this. This is through.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thought I'd throw the recording on because I am mass deleting photos from my phone. I just want to, one, have as much space available on my phone as possible, and two, I don't know, fresh start. But I pulled out the microphone because I didn't realize how difficult it would be, how weird it would feel. I mean, we're going back to 2016. It's a lot of pictures of me and my ex, and I never got around to deleting them. I did move them over to an external hard drive. I don't know, because to me that's like a way to keep a photo album. Just if you ever want to look back on your life, years down the line. But yes, yeah, selecting all of these and just scrolling down the camera roll here, mass selecting for deletion. It's interesting how resistant I am to it. It's like something inside me is telling me, do you really want to get rid of all of these? But ultimately, yeah, I do. But it's definitely filling me with some nostalgia and, I don't know, a mix of emotions to look through all of this. We selected 1,800. We'll start there. We'll delete 1,825 items. Hard to let go, I guess. Selecting more. This feels so much more dramatic than it is. I have the photos backed up, but I'm so emotional about it. We're into 2019, July 2019, September 2019, trip to England in 2019, photos of our old dog, photos of friends, photos of her and the dog, photos of her, photos of food, photos of me and my family, more photos of her, photos of her and the dog, photos of the cat, photos of us, photos of her in the backyard, and we're getting into summer of 2020. The pandemic's hit. We're having a good time. Photos of Kroger brand Dr. Pepper flavored seltzer water. I enjoyed those. And now our trip in August of 2020 to Colorado, where I was planning to propose. Lots of photos of that trip, mountains, food. There's the pictures and video from when we went up to the waterfall and I proposed. Pictures of us with the chipmunks. Pictures of us at the hot springs. Pictures of us at the campground. Lots of photos of my ex on here. Fishing trip with my dad and brothers. Back when I still fished. Photos of her. Auditions. Photos of Breath of the Wild. And a photo of her with a papaya, photo of her with a burnt grilled cheese, photos of us in the snow. Things were starting to get difficult. around that time. More auditions, more dog. It's all X and dog. Surprise, surprise. And then here is March of 2021, and the photos start to be of my parents and brother. I had moved away from Dallas. And after that, it's all stuff in San Antonio, rock climbing, more rock climbing, photos of me tracking my weight loss progress, San Antonio Football Club games, and then pictures from my 2021 road trip, lots of mountains, beaches, monastery, LA, forests, my friend Justin, pictures in Santa Cruz, nature, beautiful creek, guitar on the bridge, Crater Lake, which is an amazingly photogenic place and just an amazing place in general, me in a hot spring in Oregon, me kayaking with my friend Sweet Pea, who I met at the meditation retreat and who I stayed with in Portland, me and my best friend Justin's parents and his sister, who I visited. He was in LA, but I went and visited his family in Portland. Pictures from the Washington rainforest area. Really beautiful, really green. Pictures of me and an elk. Some chicken of the woods mushrooms growing on a tree. And here's photos from the PCT Days Festival. Lots of backpacks. I'm actually going to stop here because those might still be useful. Really, we just need to go get rid of the photos of the old life. Okay, so June of 2021. Everything up to that point, we're deleting. And a few more. 5,689 photos. Delete. Well, that was long overdue, but photos of my life pre spring of 2021 with my ex-girlfriend and our pets and our old place, all of those pictures that were still on my phone are not on my phone anymore. And I was resistant to letting go for whatever reason, but it feels cathartic and ultimately good. And like, I should have got around to doing that sooner, because I'm not going to lie to you, it is tempting to scroll back and reminisce and look at that stuff. But ultimately, I don't think that's beneficial. And yeah, this is something I should have done a while ago. And now I've done it. And it feels like another thing I needed to do to prepare to go on this journey. And it's done. And I did not expect it to be so dramatic, but it kind of was. Yeah, it feels, I know it's silly, it's just deleting photos that I've backed up. But getting them off my phone does feel like goodbye old life, goodbye past. All right, new future, what have you got? I'm glad I did it.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q-Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
it was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.